All right, we need one senator. That's why I we're down one. A quorum is present. Now we will post the colors, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be by Senator Gary George. This is by Senator Frank Morris.
Shall we pray? As we enjoy the beauty of autumn, our appreciation for your great bounty is renewed within us, O God. For the bounty from our fields, we give you thanks. For the bounty of safe homes, strong communities, and a free country, Father, we give you thanks. And for the bounty of your Spirit, we give you thanks. For the Spirit of love, peace, hope, justice, forgiveness, and reconciliation, we give thanks. With grateful hearts, we pray this day that your Spirit may be our Spirit. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Senator Gary George, for leading us in the pledge. Thank you, Senator Frank Morris, for the invocation. We're now under the courtesies of the Senate. We're now under remonstrances. Recognize Senator Jeff Cruz, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. For those who do know and those who don't, I've been totally uninvolved in politics for about 3 weeks. My mother had open-heart surgery, and I want to thank all of those who have been praying for her. She went in for a simple Senator Winters-type bypass and went into cardiac arrest twice during the surgery, and I think she's trying to set a record for time spent in ICU. But about 3 days ago, she turned a very positive corner, and we're hoping she'll be out of ICU by the first of next week. If she hadn't turned that corner, trust me, I wouldn't be here today. But it's just a reminder to me that there are things definitely more important than politics. But for those, there's been a lot of prayer networks going, and I appreciate it because prayer is huge in things like this. One of our nurses said, we do all the things we can medically, but ultimately it's in the hands of God. So things are looking positive for my family after a very stressful month. So I want to thank all of those of you who have had us in your prayers.
Thank you, Senator Cruz. Our prayers and our thoughts are with you and your family. Messages. The Senate is in receipt of the messages from the governor announcing appointments subject to confirmation by the Senate. If there is no objection, the Senate will dispense with reading the messages, as all pertinent information is included in the status report, which has been placed on your desk. The messages in their entirety shall be reported in the journal, and it is so ordered. The reports from standing committees. The Senate will dispense with reading reports from standing committees, as committees' recommendations are included in the status report. What's the matter? The report shall be quoted in the journal, and it is so ordered. In accordance to Senate Interim Rule 209.40, consideration of appointments and pre-appointments that did not receive final action by the Interim Executive Appointments Committee is carried over to the next convening of the Senate. The action shall be recorded in the journal and is so ordered. And the reports from special committees. All right, we're now going to, be at ease just for a few minutes. The scripts for the respective motions are being prepared by the Secretary of the Senate, so we are at ease for just a little bit here. Let me tell them is what's happened. We were going to do things in blanc. We're now not going to do things, certain things in blanc. That's why they've got to come up with new scripts to make the motion. That's what's going on here. So rather than just hold you here for another, just a minute. All right, we're going to be in recess. We'll be in recess until 3:20. Excuse me, 3:30. I'm sorry. The Senate will resume under the normal order of business. We were under propositions and motions. Actions on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. The procedure for today's action on executive appointments is as follows. The motion to suspend the rules and confirm in bloc will be made in order to consider multiple boards and commissions in one in bloc motion. I don't think that's right.
No, it's okay.
The remaining appointments will be considered in the usual manner in accordance with the Senate rules. When there is more than one appointee to an individual board, commission, or agency, a motion to affirm in bloc will, when recommended by the committee, will be in order. All right, here we go. I recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Jens Anderson, Kent Bailey, Raymond Johnson, and Stuart Morris to the Oregon Board of Accountancy.
Senator Johnson, move the Senate confirm en bloc the governor's appointments of Jens Anderson, Kent Bailey, Raymond Johnson, and Stuart Morris to the Oregon Board of Accountability. To your motion, please.
Mr. President, these are fine candidates who are willing to serve in capacities on Oregon's numerous boards and commissions. They bring technical experience and a genuine willingness to serve their state.
Further discussion at this time. Senator Johnson, do you wish to close?
I do not, Mr. President.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Jens Anderson, Kent Bailey, Raymond Johnson, and Stuart Morris to the Oregon Board of Accountancy? All those in the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer aye as their names are called. All those opposed, no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Atkinson? Bates? Beyer? Brown?
Aye.
Burdick?
Aye.
Carter? Beckert?
Aye.
Devlin?
Aye.
Ferrioli?
Aye.
George?
Aye.
Gordley?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Cruz?
Aye.
Metzger?
Aye.
Montes Anderson?
Aye.
Morissette? Morse, Nelson, Prozonsky, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused, Beyer, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Robert Rogers and John Roselle to the State Apprenticeship and Training Council.
Senator Johnson has moved the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Robert Rogers and John Roselle to the State Apprenticeship and Training Council. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee had extensive conversation with both of these gentlemen. They have considerable technical experience. We had in-depth conversation about the role of the trades in Oregon. They are enthusiastic candidates, and I think that their appointment to the Apprenticeship and Training Council would be an asset to the state.
Further discussion. Do you wish to close?
I do not, Mr. President.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Robert Rogers, John Roselle, to the State Apprenticeship and Training Council? All those of the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer aye's name and call. Those opposed, no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Bates. Bates.
Senator Bates.
Beyer. Brown.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter. Deckert.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Ferrioli.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Gordley. Johnson,
aye.
Cruz,
aye.
Metzger,
aye.
Montes Anderson,
aye.
Morissette, Morse,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Prozonsky,
aye.
Ringo,
aye.
Schrader,
aye.
Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker,
aye.
Westland,
aye.
Whitsitt, Winters,
yes.
Atkinson,
that's
President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused, Beyer, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointment of Mila Lee and Leoni Reeves to the Commission on Asian Affairs.
Senator Johnson moved the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments to the Mila Lee and Leoni Meaves to the Commission on Asian Affairs. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. We heard from both of these very capable young women in person. Carol Suzuki, the chairman of the commission, testified on their behalf. Both are young. One is bilingual in Vietnamese. They are young professionals. Liani Reeves, newly appointed to the Oregon Bar. I think they will bring a great deal of experience and depth to the commission. Both of them are young leaders. I expect we'll hear from them again in some other appointed or elected capacity.
Discussion. Wish to close?
I do not, Mr. Chair.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm and block the government's appointments on Mila Lee and Liani Reeves, the Commission on Asian Affairs? All those opinions that the appointment should be confirmed will answer aye's name. To call those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Deckard, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzozinski, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Starby, Starcy, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Beyer, Shields, Starcy, Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Mr. President, I move the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Christopher Corich and John, also known as Jack Lowacker, to the State Board of Aviation.
Senator Johnson moves the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Christopher Corich and John Lowacker to the State Aviation Board. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've had the opportunity to work with Chris Corich for 20 years. He is an aviation planner, senior planner for the Port of Portland. It is completely appropriate that the port be represented on this board. Jack Lowacker brings a great depth of flying experience to the board. He's a former military aviator as well as a civilian general aviation pilot. Mr. Lowacker is a reappointment. Mr. Corich would be a new appointment. They are fine additions to the board.
I don't know. Thank you. Discussion? You wish to close?
I do not, Mr. President.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Christopher Corich and John Lowacker to the State Aviation Board? All those of the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer aye's name. To call those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Brown, Burdick, Carter, Deckard, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzozinski, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Starby, Starcy, Verger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Beyer, Shields, Starcy, Verger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Deborah Marnos to the Commission for the Blind.
Mr. Johnson moves that the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Deborah Marnos to the Commission for the Blind. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a reappointment. She is also already serving the state of Oregon very capably. She's from Silverton, a teacher, very engaged in apprentice programs.
Discussion? Close?
No, Mr. President.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Deborah Marnos to the Commission for the Blind? All those of the opinion, the appointment shall be confirmed. I'll answer aye's name. To call those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Burdick? Burdick? Carter? Deckard? Devlin? Ferrioli? Ferrioli? George? Gordley? Johnson? Cruz? Metzger? Montes Anderson, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzozinski, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Starby, Starcy, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Beyer, Shields, Darcy, Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Robert Cowling to the Board of Boiler Rules.
Senator Johnson moves the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Robert Cowling to the Board of Boiler Rules. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a reappointment. Mr. Cowling is already serving the state ably. He's a mechanical engineer, works at Industrial Alloy Fabricators in Portland, brings a great depth of experience to this board.
Thank you. Discussion? Closure? Question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Robert Cowling to the Board of Boiler Rules? All those in the opinion of the appointment shall be confirmed by its ayes. Name to call those opposed. No, clerk, please call the roll.
Carter. Carter. Deckard. Devlin. Ferrioli. George. Boardley. Johnson. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prozanski, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick. President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused. Beyer, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Martin Brown and Chris Davis to the Building Code Structures Board.
Senator Johnson has moved the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Martin Brown and Chris Davis to the Building Code Structures Board. To your motion?
Thank you, Mr. President. These are reappointments. Mr. Brown is from Wilsonville. He is a building official, was new to the board in 2001, so he's currently very ably serving. Mr. Davis is with the building trades. He's from Portland. He was new to the board in 2004. His continued service on the board would be a valuable addition to the deliberations of this board.
Thank you. Discussion? Closure? Question is, shall the consent confirm in block the governor's appointments of Martin Brown and Chris Davis to the Building Code Structures Board? All those the opinion of the appointment should be confirmed. Answer aye. Name to call those opposed. No. Clerk, please call the roll.
Deckard. Devlin. Ferrioli. George. Gordley. Johnson. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Prozanski. Ringo. Schrader, Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused. Beyer, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Anita Decker, Samuel Henry, and Thurman Merritt to the State Commission on Children and Families.
Senator Johnson moves the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments Anita Decker, Samuel Henry, and Thurman Merritt to the State Commission on Children and Families. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. These are reappointments. All three of these individuals are serving very capably on this important board. Anita Decker is from the business community in Portland. Samuel Henry from Troutdale is currently serving as the chair. And Thurman Merritt from Bend is the public appointee. These would be valuable. It would be valuable to have their continued service on this very important commission.
Discussion? Closure?
No, Mr. Chair.
The question is, shall the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments Anita Decker, Samuel Henry, as well as Thurman Merritt to the State Commission on Children and Families? All those in the opinion of the appointment should be confirmed. I'll answer aye's name to call those opposed. No, clerk, please call the roll.
Devlin. Ferrioli. George. Gordley. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Prozanski. Ringo. Schrader, Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Deckard, President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused. Beyer, Shield, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt. 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Dr. Michael McGahey to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners.
Senator Johnson moves the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Michael McGahey to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners. To your motion.
Thank you. Dr. McGahey felt so seriously about his commitment to serve this board that he drove all the way over from Pendleton. He appeared in person. We had a very thoughtful discussion about differences of philosophy on the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. He stated his willingness to try to resolve those issues and move the board forward. He would be an excellent addition to the board.
Thank you. Discussion? Closure?
No, Mr. President.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Michael McGahey to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners? All those opinions of the appointment shall be confirmed. Answer aye. Senator, call those opposed. No, clerk, we call the vote.
Ferrioli. George. Gordley. Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz. Metzger. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przanski. Ringo. Schrader. Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Carter, Deckard, Devlin, President Courtney,
yes.
Excused, Beyer, Shield, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Doug Crow and Roberta Kirk to the Columbia River Gorge Commission.
Senator Johnson moves the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointment of Doug Crow and Robert Kirk to the Columbia River Gorge Commission. Go ahead, please.
Mr. President, Doug Crow, these are two of three Oregon members. Doug Crow is a reappointment. He is the longest-serving member on the Oregon delegation. He has been there since 2000. Roberta Kirk is a member of the Warm Springs. Her background and expertise are cultural competency and the cultural preservation of the tribe. She is of the Wasco people, the Salmon people. The Columbia River is very important to them. She'll be a extremely uniquely qualified member of the board.
Thank you. Discussion? Closure?
No, Mr. President.
Question is, shall Senate confirm en blanc? Excuse me. Recognize Senator Vicki Walker, please.
Sorry. Thank you, Mr. President. Sir, I have a question of the carrier, please.
Excuse me? Go ahead.
Question of the carrier.
Yes, would the question, the carrier respond to a question, please?
Yes, Mr. President.
She will.
Thank you. Senator Johnson, can you tell me there are two tribes that have jurisdiction over the Columbia Gorge area, that would be the Warm Springs and the Umatilla. There has traditionally been a Native American on the Gorge Commission. Is it the turn of Warm Springs to have that position, or has Warm Springs had it for a very long time?
In response to your question, I don't know whether or not they rotate. I think it is critically important that the governor select someone from the tribes to serve on this commission, and whether or not there is a rotation was beyond the discussion of the committee. But certainly Roberta Kirk, as a tribal member of the Warm Springs, comes fully prepared to discharge the responsibilities if she is confirmed to the Gorge Commission.
Thank you, Senator. To the appointment.
To the appointment.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe strongly there should be a member of the tribe on the Gorge Commission. However, I am just a teensy bit concerned here because this particular person comes from the Warm Springs tribe, and as we all know, this governor wants to put a casino off reservation that would benefit the Warm Springs tribe. So I had asked some questions earlier that I didn't find answers to prior to today about whether this appointment had been adequately rotated between the two tribes. I still don't know the answer to that, but I feel strongly that a tribal member should be on this commission, so I'm going to approve this appointment, but I just wanted to express my concerns about some potential conflict of interest here.
Thank you. Further discussion? Recognize Senator Kate Brown, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I guess we did raise the issue with Ms. Kirk in committee about her involvement with the potential siting the casino, and it was very clear that Ms. Kirk has had no involvement with the siting the casino. Her role with the Confederated Tribes of the Warm Springs is to implement NAGPRA, the Graves Repatriation Act. We felt that Ms. Kirk was very committed to preserving the natural resources of the gorge, and as such, her involvement on this commission would be extremely valuable. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Further discussion? Senator Johnson, wish to close?
No, Mr. President.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm the government's appointments of Doug Quo and Roberta Kirk to the Columbia River Gorge Commission? All those opinions at the appointment shall be confirmed when it's eyes named. Call the post. No, clerk, please call the roll.
George. Gordley. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Ringo. Schrader. Shields. Star B. Star C. Berger. Walker. Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Carter, Deckert, Devlin, Devlin, Ferrioli, President Courtney?
Yes.
Not answering, Carter.
Absent.
Excused, Beyer, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, absent, Carter.
And the
24 I votes.
Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Willie Grace to the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission.
Senator Johnson has moved that. Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Willie Grace to the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. This was one of the livelier exchanges between the committee and a candidate for appointment. Former Chief Grace brings an enormous wealth of background to this appointment. He has a number of very important opinions that need to be heard on this important commission. He would be an excellent addition. He appeared in person, and we had a very thoughtful discussion with him at the committee level.
Thank you. Discussion? Closure?
No, Mr. President.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Willie Grace to the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission? All those in the opinion of the appointment should be confirmed. Lights are eyes. Name call those opposed. No, clerk, please call the roll.
Gordley. Johnson. Cruz. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Ringo. Schrader. Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Deckert, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, President Courtney, excused, Beyer, Carter, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, 24 I votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Mr. President, I move the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Douglas Alljets, James Johnston, and Tim Nickel to the Electrical and Elevator Board.
Senator Johnson, move the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointment of Douglas Alljets, James Johnston, and Tim Nickel to the Electrical and Elevator Board. Please, to your motion.
Mr. Johnston and Mr. Nickel are reappointments. Mr. Johnston comes from the light and power industry. Mr. Nickel is a journeyman electrician. Douglas Alljet was interviewed by phone because as an electrical contractor, he was out on the job. These would be three excellent appointments to this board.
Thank you. Discussion? Closure?
No, Mr. President.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment to Douglas Alljets, James Johnston, and Tim Nickel to the Electrical and Elevator Board. All those opinion, the appointment should be confirmed. By answer aye's name and call those opposed. No, clerk, please call the roll.
Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Przonski. Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Deckard, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Boardley, President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused, Beyer, Carter, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, 24 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the appointments. Recognize Senator Dave Nelson. Here we go.
Sir, thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate confirm the Governor's appointment of Donna Sandoval Bennett to the Employment Relation Board.
Senator Nelson moves the Senate confirm the Governor's appointment of Donna Sandoval and Bennett to the Employment Relations Board. To your motion, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Mrs. Sandoval Bennett has been the Senior Assistant Attorney General of the Department of Justice since February 2003 and has been responsible for providing many labor and employment advice. She represents the management portion of the council. A very well-qualified person. We urge your support of Mrs. Sandoval Bennett.
Discussion? Closure? Question is, so the Senate confirm the Governor's appointment of Donna Sandoval Bennett to the Employment Relations Board. All those opinion the appointment should be confirmed by the eyes name call those opposed. No clerk, please call the roll.
Cruz, Metzger, Monis Anderson, Morissette, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzozinski, Brzozinski, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Starby, Starby, Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Carter, Deckard, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, President Courtney.
Yes.
25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the Governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm en bloc the Governor's appointments of David Crumbine, Alfonso Lopez Vasquez, and Sherry Springer to the Fair Dismissals Appeals Board.
Senator Johnson moves the Senate confirm en bloc the Governor's appointment of David Crumbine, Alfonso Lopez Vasquez, and Sherry Springer to the Fair Dismissal Appeals Board. Is there discussion?
Mr. Crumbine hails from Pendleton. He's a school board member. He is a new appointment to this board. Mr. Alfonso Lopez Vasquez is from Gladstone. He's a reappointment serving since 1998. And Sherry Springer from the communications industry would be a new board member from SIO. These would be excellent additions to the board.
Discussion? Closure?
No, Mr. President.
Question is, the Senate confirming the Governor's appointment, David Crumbine, and Alfonso Lopez Vasquez, and Sherry Springer to the Fair Dismissal Board. The only thing the appointment should be confirmed is eyes. Give me those opposed. No clerk, please call the roll.
Metzger, Monis Anderson, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzozinski, Ringo, Schrader, Schrader, Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Walker, Westland, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Carter, Deckard, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, President Courtney,
yes.
Excused, Beyer, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the Governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of William Elliott, Don Higginson, and Barbara Seymour to the governing board of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries.
Senator Johnson moves the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointment of William Elliott, Don Higginson, and Barbara Seymour to the governing board of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. These are reappointments. Mr. Elliott's from Lake Oswego, Higginson from Portland, and Barbara Seymour from Oceanside. Given the important work that this board is doing with respect to tsunami preparedness, these experienced commissioners need to continue on.
Discussion? Closure?
No, Mr. President.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm by the governor's appointment of William Elliott, Don Higginson, as Barbara Seymour, the governing board of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industry. All the opinion points should be firm. Six ask. Names call. Opposed? No. Clerk, please call the roll.
Montes Anderson? Morissette? Morse? Nelson? Prozonsky? Ringo? Schrader? Shields? Star B? Star C? Berger? Walker? Westland? Whitsitt? Winters? Atkinson? Bates? Bates.
Senator Bates. Senator Bates.
Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Carter. Deckard. Deckard. Devlin. Farioli. George. Gordley. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused. Beyer, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt. 25 aye votes.
Senators confirm the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Francesca Johnson Leyva to the Commission on Hispanic Affairs.
Senator Johnson moves the governor and the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Francesca Johnson Leyva to the Commission on Hispanic Affairs. Motion, do you motion, please?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a reappointment. This woman has served very capably since 1998. She hails from Eugene and would continue to serve this commission well.
Discussion? Closure?
No, Mr. President.
Question is, so the Senate confirmed the governor's appointment of Francisca Johnson Leyva to the Commission on Hispanic Affairs. All the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed. Let's eyes in. Call those opposed. No, clerk, please call the roll.
Morissette? Morissette? Morse? Morse, Nelson, Prozonsky, Ringo, Schrader, Schrader, Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bates,
Bates, Bates.
Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Deckard, Deckard, Devlin, Farioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, President Courtney. Excused, Beyer, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Teresa Flowers to the Home Care Commission.
Senator Johnson moves the governor's Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Teresa Flowers to the Home Care Commission. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ms. Flowers is uniquely qualified to carry out this responsibility. She's an RN. She was injured in an accident in 1975, uses a mobility enhancement device to get around. She hails from Portland. She would bring both the perspective of a consumer as well as a medical professional to this board. I urge her appointment.
Is there discussion? Closure?
No, Mr. President.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Teresa Flowers to the Home Care Commission? All those opinions, the appointment should be confirmed. Say aye. Name called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Morse. Nelson. Prozonsky. Ringo. Schrader. Shields. Star B. Star C. Berger. Walker. Westland. Whitsitt. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Beyer. Brown. Brown?
Aye.
Burdick? Burdick? Carter? Carter? Deckard? Deckard? Devlin?
No.
Devlin? Ferrioli? George? Gordley? Gordley? Johnson? Cruz? Metzger? Montes Anderson? Morissette? President Courtney? Excused, Beyer, Shields, Darcy, Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. I now recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Larry Medinger to the State Housing Council.
And Senator Johnson moves the governor's appointment. Be confirmed by the Senate of Larry Medinger to the State Housing Council. Your motion, please.
Thank you. This is a reappointment. Mr. Medinger hails from Ashland. He owns a construction company. Brings that unique perspective to the State Housing Council. I urge a confirmation.
Okay. Discussion. Closure. Question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Larry Medinger to the State Housing Council? All those opinion of the defense appointment should be confirmed. Say aye. Those are called. Calls are all.
Nelson. Przanski. Ringo. Schrader, Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Wesslin, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Deckard, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Morissette, Morse, President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused, Beyer, Shields, Darcy, mm-hmm. Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson. Ted Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Bruce Goldberg as director of the Department of Human Services.
Terry Federelli has moved the governor's appointment be confirmed by the Senate of Bruce Goldberg as the director of the Department of Human Services. To your motion, please.
Mr. President, thank you. I actually intend to say something I hope is of substance on this nomination. Mr. Goldberg appeared before the Rules Committee, and he was closely questioned on a couple of issues that I think I'd like to share with my colleagues on the floor today. And I know that the governor's staff is listening, and I assume Mr. Goldberg is somewhere in the building watching a monitor. The issues that we questioned him on were, did he have the governor's assurance that he'd have the support that he needs to change the corporate culture within the division in the Department of Human Services? Mr. President, this is an agency that expends a tremendous amount of public resource. And very often, our members are confronted with products that come out of this agency that are less than perfect products. Often we see less than perfect accountability, and I believe tomorrow the emergency board is going to be dealing with a $55 million shortfall that's coming out of this system because of our lack of accountability, our inability to control this agency, our inability to get the kind of products that people want out of this agency, a lack of a service mentality, and some other real problems of corporate culture that exist in this agency. Mr. Goldberg has indicated his willingness to step forward and confront these issues, use his considerable talents and background to try to make this system better and to make the DHS accountable to us and the citizens of Oregon and to make the system deliver the products that we authorize as legislators. I support that effort. I want to make sure he has the support that he needs from this governor and this administration to change the corporate culture and make this program work. So my question for him was, do you have assurance from this governor, who sometimes seems disconnected from these issues, to stand with him and make these changes and make this commitment so that we get the kind of product out of DHS that we want? He indicated to the committee that he has this kind of support. Time will tell. The other interesting thing, Mr. President, is that We've gone through a number of different directives in this agency and several reorganizations. None of them have produced the kind of changes that we need from Department of Human Services. I believe that if we provide the kind of support Mr. Goldberg needs to make the corporate changes, to make the corporate culture changes, and that he has the kind of support he needs from the administration that's asked him to take this job, he has a chance to reverse a long slide into unaccountability and dysfunction. So, Mr. President, I urge the support of this body for Mr. Goldberg, because I think he does have the talent and the ability and the skill, and if he has our support and if he has the governor's support, he has a chance to make the changes that we need. So I urge and I vote from this body, and I urge every member here to connect with Mr. Goldberg in his efforts and to support his efforts to make the changes that we need. Because if we're not going to be personally involved with this thing, we're going to watch a $9 billion agency spin out of control. And I believe that is the threshold. We're right at the threshold of losing control of DHS. Mr. Goldberg comes on at exactly the right time. I urge him Godspeed, and I hope we support him fully. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion. Closure. Questionnaire, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Bruce Goldberg as the director of the Department of Human Services? All those depending on the appointment should be confirmed. I say aye. Call those opposed. No. Clerk, please call the roll.
Brzezinski. Ringo. Schrader. Shields. Star B. Star C. Berger. Walker. Westland. Whitsitt. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Deckard. Devlin. Ferrioli. George. Gordley. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Beyer. Shields. Star C. Berger. Whitsitt. 25 I votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm the governor's reappointment of Kerry Timchuck to the Oregon State Lottery Commission.
Senator Johnson moves the governor's reappointment of Kerry Timchuck to the Oregon State Department of Commission. To your motion, please.
Thank you. Besides being a four-time champion on the popular television game show Jeopardy, Mr. Timchuck brings a long resume of public service and public policy to this commission. This is a reappointment. He was first appointed to the commission in 2003, where he now serves as chair. He has seasoned expertise in these issues, a willingness to act in a bipartisan way with a contentious board dealing with very complex issues. I recommend his confirmation.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. Recognize Senator Charlie Ringo.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, Kerry Timchuck, I think everyone agrees, is a fine public servant. My question is whether he's done a good job as chair of the Lottery Commission. And yes, it is a contentious position, but there were independent studies that said that the rate for the tavern owners with the machines should be 15%. 15%. Anything above that amount was money we were taking away from school children, from public services of all kinds, from health care, to the police, and yet what they came in was well above that. That decision was not in the best interest of the public. And the second decision that was made was to go to line games. Line games is yet one more expansion of gambling in our state, gambling that is unhealthy to the citizens of Oregon. So while I have great admiration for Kerry Timchuck, I think the Lottery Commission under his direction has made some very wrong decisions, and that's why I'm a no vote.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Ryan Deckard.
Mr. President, thank you very much. I would just echo those comments, though. I did not want to vote in bloc on all of these. I wanted to vote in bloc on all these nominations. I wanted to make the same comment about a wonderful, actually, constituent of mine, Kerry Timchuck, who's one of the great public servants of the state of Oregon. Unfortunately, though, I do think this Lottery Commission did let Oregonians and those who depend on our state services down a few months back in the commission setting, and I would think we asked the chair of the commission to form that majority, and that was the one one area that was disappointing, so I just make that comment for the record. And thank you, Mr. President, for the time.
Thank you, Senator Decker. I recognize Senator Vicki Walker.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate the comments from my colleagues today. There is a lot of concern about where we're going in this state with the direction of gambling. This commission takes its direction from the governor. We have to ask those questions of the governor where we're headed. In terms of Mr. Timchuk, I've known him since childhood. We were in Reedsport High Schools together. He's much younger than I am, but I know his family, and I know Mr. Timchuk, and he is a very honorable man. He serves the state well, and I think that Oregonians need to question the leadership from the top and ask where the direction of this commission is going. But I think Mr. Timchuk does a good job under the circumstances. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Walker. I recognize Senator Margaret Carter.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to join the chorus of those who speak to the integrity as well as the commitment of Kerry Timchuk and his work here in the state. And while the commission as a whole might not have done what we felt would be fair and honorable to the students of this state and also to budgetary reasoning in terms of all the facts, I want to make sure that Mr. Timchuk is separated from that issue, and hoping that in the future his leadership can be shown that he is unwavering and that he is the person that can make tough decisions. But when you come in new in a situation of this nature, I think you kind of, for the good of the order, fall in line. So I'm hoping that this message today will be one where we have concerns about the commission, but not concerns about the leadership of Mr. Timchuk. Thanks.
Thank you. I recognize now Senator Johnson. Does she wish to close?
I do, Mr. Chair, only by saying Oregon is fortunate to have people of this caliber willing to serve on our boards and commissions. I urge his confirmation.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Kerry Timchuk to the Oregon State Lottery Commission? All those opinion the appointment should be confirmed, say aye. All those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Ringo. Schrader. Shields. Star B. Star C. Berger. Walker. Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Deckert, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prozonsky?
Aye.
President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused. Beyer, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, voting no. Ringo? 24 aye votes.
And the Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of James Culbertson and Bradley Wright to the Mechanical Board.
Senator Johnson moves Senate confirming about the governor's appointment of James Culbertson and Bradley Wright to the Mechanical Board. To your motion.
Mr. Culbertson is a reappointment. He's in a sheet metal and air conditioning contractor. Mr. Wright is a reappointment. He is an HVAC installer. Both of these gentlemen are serving honorably on this board. They should continue this fine advice to the Mechanical Board.
Discussion. Closure.
No, Mr. President.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of James Culbertson and Bradley Wright to the Mechanical Board? All those in favor will say aye. And then call those opposed. No, clerk, please call the roll.
Schrader. Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Burdick, Carter, Deckert, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prozonsky, Ringo, President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused, Beyer, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
Yeah, the Senate confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Stephen Alstott and Davia Benitis to the Physical Therapist Licensing Board.
Senator Brennan moves Senator Confirming Blunt the appointments of Stephen Alstott and Davia Anastistia to the Physical Therapist Licensing Board. Need a motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Alstott is a practicing physical therapist. This is a new appointment. Ms. Benitez is also a physical therapist from Wilsonville. She is a reappointment. This will be the last time the Senate will confirm appointees to the Physical Therapy Licensing Board. I move their confirmation.
Discussion? Closure?
No.
So this motion is Senate confirming and blind the governor's appointment of Stephen Alstott and Demetrius Benistas, the physical therapist licensing board. All the favors say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Deckard, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Morstad, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Ringo, Schrader, President Courtney, excused, Beyer, Shield, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
Senators confirm their appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm the governor's following appointment of Jonathan Gray to the State Plumbing Board.
Senator Johnson moves the Senate confirm the appointment of Jonathan Gray to the State Plumbing Board. Your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Gray is an excellent member of this board. He's a journeyman plumber from Colton. I move confirmation.
Discussion? Closure?
No.
Question now rises. Senator confirm the following. The governor appointment of Jonathan Gray, State Planning Board. All those for it, say aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk, please call the roll.
Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Deckard, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Morissette, Morris, Nelson, Przonski, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Beyer, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt. 25 aye votes.
Senators confirm the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm the following governor's appointment of David Audette to the Psychiatric Security Review Board.
Senator Johnson moves the confirmation on appointment of David Audette to the Psychiatric Security Review Board. Motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Audette is a criminal lawyer. He appeared before us. We had a lively exchange with the committee. He's been in private practice since 1994. Brings unique credentials to this board. I move confirmation.
Discussion? Closure?
No.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm the appointment of David Audette to the Psychiatric Security Review Board? All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Deckard, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Star B, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Beyer, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
Senator, confirm the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Larry Wolf to the Quality Education Commission.
Senator Johnson, move the governor's appointment of Larry Wolf to the Quality Education Commission. The motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a new appointment. Mr. Wolf is the president of OEA. He appeared before the committee where we had a lively and thoughtful exchange. He resides in Tigard. He taught school in the Dalles for 23 years.
Discussion? Closure?
No, Mr. President.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Larry Wolf to the Quality Education Commission? All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Berger, Walker, Westland, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Deckard, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Cordley, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prozonsky, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Star B, Star C, President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused, Beyer, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, voting no, Cruz, 24 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Catherine Gray and Douglas Leffen to the Residential Structures Board.
Senator Johnson moves the Senate confirm Catherine Gray and Douglas Leffen to the Residential Structures Board. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Catherine Gray is a reappointment. She is a home designer from Bend. Douglas Leffen is the only remodeler who would be confirmed to this board. His perspective on this board is badly needed given the amount of remodeling that's occurring. I think they're excellent candidates for confirmation.
Discussion?
No.
Closure?
No, Mr. President.
Senate shall confirm. The question is, so the Senate confirming the bond of governor's appointment of Catherine Gray and Douglas Leffen to the Residential Structures Board. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Walker? Westland, Whitsitt, Winters,
and the winners,
Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Deckard, Devlin,
no Devlin,
Ferrioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz?
Yeah, Cruz. Senator Cruz?
Metzger? Montes Anderson? Morissette? Morse? Nelson? Prozonsky? Ringo? Schrader? Shields? Star B? Star C? Berger? President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused, Beyer, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Kathleen Curtis Cosgrove, John Hampton, Charles Walker, and Marilyn Warrix to the Trust for Cultural Development Board.
Senator Johnson has moved the Senate confirm the appointments of Kathleen Curtis Cosgrove, Jonathan Hampton, Charles Walker, and Marilyn Warrix to the Trust for Cultural Development Board. Your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. These are reappointments for all four of these individuals. They have been guiding the Cultural Trust Board in a very positive direction. The Trust is thriving under their leadership, and I urge my colleagues to support confirmation.
Discussion? Closure?
No, Mr. President.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm the appointments of Catherine Curtis Cosgrove, Jonathan Hampton, Charles Walker, and Marilyn Morix to the Trust Cultural Development Board? All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Westland, Whitsitt, Winters. Winters.
And the winners. Come on.
Atkinson. Bates. Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Deckard. Devlin. Ferrioli. George. Gordley. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Morissette. Morse. Nelson.
Aye.
Prozonsky. Ringo.
Aye.
Schrader. Shields. Star B. Star C. Berger. Walker. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Beyer. Shields. Star C. Berger. Whitsitt. 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Recognize Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Mark McConnell, Leon Pilstick, and Mark Reed to the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board.
Senator Johnson moves the governor's appointments of Mark McConnell, Leon Pilstick, and Mark Reed to the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board be approved. Your motion.
Thank you. Dr. Pilstick is a reappointment. He's a practicing veterinarian. Dr. McConnell is a practicing emergency room veterinarian, and Mark Reed is a consumer with about 1 million animals. We had an excellent conversation with these gentlemen. They will make an excellent addition to this board.
Discussion? Closure?
No.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm and bond the governor's appointments of Mark McConnell, Leon Pielstick, and Mark Reed to the Oregon State Veterinary and Medical Examining Board. All those in favor, shall say aye. All those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Whitsitt. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Beyer. Brown.
Aye.
Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Deckard. Devlin. Ferrioli. George. George. Gordley. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Mr. Metzger.
Morris Anderson. Morissette. Morris. Nelson. Przanski. Przanski.
Sam Przanski.
Ringo. Trader. Shields. Starby. Darcy, Berger, Walker, Westland, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Beyer, Shields, Darcy, Berger, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Recognize Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointments of Elizabeth Hakala and Rose Mignano to the Oregon Commission for Voluntary Action and Service.
Senator Johnson moves the Senate confirm the appointments of Elizabeth Hakala and Rose Mignano to the Oregon Commission for Voluntary Action and Service. The motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Elizabeth Hakala is a reappointment. She hails from Astoria and has been serving this commission very ably. Rose Mignano is an AmeriCorps volunteer living on the coast. She is the local government representative and will be an enthusiastic new young appointment to this board.
Discussion? Closure?
No.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Elizabeth Hakala and Rose Mignano to the Oregon Commission for Voluntary Action Service? All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Deckard. Devlin. Ferrioli. George. Gordley. Johnson. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Morissette. Morissette.
I'm going to see, need to see Teresa McKeown.
Morissette. Morris. Nelson. Nelson. Przanski. Ringo. Schrader. Shields. Star B. Star C. Berger. Walker. Westland. Whitsitt. President Courtney.
Yes.
Not answering. Bates.
We'll take that.
Excused. Bates, Beyer, Shields, Star C, Berger, Whitsitt.
Yeah.
24 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's
appointment. Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Cheryl Thompson Dash to the Commission for Women.
Senator Johnson moves the governor's appointment of Cheryl Thompson Dash to the Commission for Women be approved. Your motion.
Thank you, sir. There's a reappointment. Ms. Thompson Dash works for DHS in the recruitment and retention area. She is she's been serving this commission ably. I think she should be confirmed for another term.
Discussion? Closure?
No.
Question is, will the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Cheryl Thompson Dash to the Commission for Women? All those opinions say aye. All those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson?
Atkinson, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Bates. Bates. Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Deckard. Deckard. Devlin. Ferrioli. George. George. Gordley. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Morissette. Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przanski, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Star B, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, President Courtney. Excused, Beyer, Shields, Starcy, Verger, Witsit, 25 adults.
The Senate has confirmed the appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson.
And finally, Mr. President, I move that the Senate confirm and block the following governor's appointments to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee. Tracy Brill, new appointment. Ellen Cutler, new appointment. Lon Halston, reappointment. Linda Jefferson, new appointment. John Kirkpatrick, reappointment. Gregory Miller, new appointment. Mike O'Rourke, a reappointment. Bob Shiprack, reappointment. Sherry Sundstrom, reappointment. And Lisa Tressel, reappointment.
Johnson has moved that the Senate confirm and block the governor's appointment to Workers' Compensation Management Labor Management Advisory Committee. Tracy Brill, Ellen Cutler, Lon Holstrom, Linda Jefferson, John Kirkpatrick, Gregory Miller, Michael O'Rourke, Bob Shiprack, Sherry Sundstrom, and Lisa Tressel. Discussion. Bill Morissette. Senator Bill Morissette, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have a problem with what I consider to be systemic problems with the Management Labor Advisory Committee. They, in reality, serve as a filter between the legislature and passing good legislation. Unless MLAC agrees with bills, they're vetoed by the governor, the threat of the veto. Now, this is a governor problem as well. That's been the pattern over the years. My second concern about the systemic problem is the embeddingment of a culture that I'm not sure regards the injured worker as the top priority. During the interim committee in the government, general government committee, we heard a lot of testimony and we discussed priorities. What would be adequate, proper priorities for SAFE? And the number one priority that I thought we came up with, and I was wishing that Senator Shields was here today, was that the injured worker is the number one priority. Number two priority is saving money for businesses. And I think that that's almost an equally good priority. I have a concern with the welfare of the injured worker, and I feel very frustrated over the last four sessions in trying to promote legislation that was summarily killed by MLAC for whatever reason. My third concern is the length of time that people spend on this particular advisory board. Their two-year terms, one member has been on the board for 7 two-year terms. I think that is too long. Another member has been on the board for 5 two-year terms and a third member for 4 two-year terms. I would like to see a limit of perhaps 4 two-year terms. I think that a culture can become embedded in an advisory committee that will stay there as long as its longest members continue to serve. I think that they are the ones who set the tone. I am going to vote no on the members of this committee. I'm not going to name names. I'm simply going to vote no because I think changes have to be made. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Morissette. Now I recognize Senator Vicki Walker.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to agree with a good senator from Springfield. Last legislative session, I had Senate Bill 753 that would have looked at reconstituting MLAC, and I couldn't even get a hearing on that bill from one of my own colleagues. This is a serious issue. It wasn't until this legislative session in 2005 that we actually had some major changes to swing that pendulum back around to injured workers. And the only reason we did that is because I helped drive that agenda in the interim, exposing the corruption at Safe Corporation. And with the appreciation of my colleagues here for the plight of the injured workers, we actually got some really good positive things that were important to injured workers, but we have a long way to go. We embarrassed MLAC into doing something about the IME exams. We embarrassed MLAC into doing something about permanent and total disability. That shouldn't be the way it is, but that is the way it is because we have a culture here that is not
doing what it needs to do for injured workers. I would plan on reintroducing my legislation again next session so that we can take a look at what we can do. But Senator, the good senator from Springfield has a good point. When you don't change the people who run the system as it is, the culture stays the same. And I think we need to take a look at how we run this. I think we need to add some different people on MLAC from different interests instead of just management and labor, and mix it up and try to get some real folks in there concerned about the injured worker as well as balancing the needs of businesses in this state. So thank you, Mr. President, for your indulgence.
Thank you, Senator Walker. Is there further discussion? Senator Johnson, you wish to close?
I do, Mr. President. In response to some of the comments that were made, we, the committee, interviewed four of these folks, the new people that are going to be joining the board if confirmed today. Tracy Brill is a lieutenant with the Port of Portland Fire Department. I can absolutely promise you from the discussion that we had with her in the committee, the injured worker is her top priority. Ellen Cutler comes with an extensive human resources resume. She is the HR director of Harry and David. Linda Jefferson, an African-American woman from the city of Portland, has a sizable resume. And the first thing that she and I discussed over the telephone prior to the committee meeting was her concern for the injured worker. Gregory Miller also brings extensive HR background to his appointment. These are outstanding individuals. These are forceful individuals. And I think they will be substantial contributions to this board.
Thank you. Question is, shall the Senate confirm and blunt the governor's appointments as listed to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee? All those opinion that the appointment should be confirmed, answer aye. Any to call those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Bates? Beyer? Brown? Burdick? Carter? Deckard? Devlin? 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 Ferrioli? George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prozonsky, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Starby, Darcy, Berger, Walker, Weslin, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, President Courtney?
Yes.
Not answering. Starby. Excused. Beyer, Shields, Starcy, Berger, Whitsitt, voting no, Morissette, Ringo. 23 aye votes.
And the Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Reading of the Senate petitions, memorials, and resolutions of the visit of the Senate effective on October 13, 2005, I have made the following interim committee appointments, rules, second appointments. Senator Kate Brown is the chair, Senator Ted Ferriero is the vice chair, Senator Alan Bates, Senator Betsy Johnson, Senator Dave Nelson, emergency board subcommittees, education subcommittees, Senator Richard Devon, the chair, Senator Frank Morris, Senator Kurt Schrader, general government subcommittee, Senator Margaret Carter, Senator Ben Westland, and human services subcommittee, Senator Adele Gordy, Senator Jackie Williams. Announcements. Senator Mark Carter, do you wish to say something now? Oh, no, we'll do it. Use announcements. You do? No? Okay. If there are no further announcements, the Senate is adjourned until the call of the President.